Coming up on this show.
You guys had me cracking up. I don't think I've laughed this much in forever.
You guys crack me the f*** up.
You referred to Buc-ee's as a truck stop. Fake news.
They're going to turn into beetles. Oh, you're going to have like 4,000 darkling beetles running around your backyard.
Oh, no.
PK's podcast show.
We had a Tesla ride in Atlanta. That's sick.
Yeah, you were so f***ed up. You didn't even know.
Oh.
Because laughing.
I don't know if it's just me or not, but so this room has been off for a couple days, right?
Yeah.
For our trip, I just turned it off. I swear, something is burning.
Oh, no.
I just don't know what.
There's always something.
We got Denise right across from me. Hello, Denise.
Hello.
We'll be doing the apologies for missing yesterday's show. Or will that be Derine? He's here to my right. Hello, Derine.
Hello, Derine.
Yeah. Supposed to record some stuff during our trip in Atlanta, but that didn't work
that
out.
That derailed.
Yeah, that didn't work out. We'll talk about it. Let's see. Do you have some news? Are we doing a PK famous quick show today? Or are we?
No, I got some news. But why you need to check your pantry for this peanut butter?
Why?
This might make you sick. I'll tell you coming up in top three things.
Wait, can I say what the peanut butter is? Because I know you're holding it up. I almost said it. And then
it's in my top three things.
We have that. So don't say. All right. Well, that's coming up. Speaking of your top three things, people are calling us out.
I'm listening to today's show, and I am sitting in my car, and I am internally screaming / cringing because somehow all three of you are confused that Dollar Tree now costs $1.25 for their items. When I know for a fact this is not a made-up memory, Denise reported in her top three that Dollar Tree had a price increase to $1.25. And I know this for a fact that she reported about it because one of you motherfuckers was like, oh, guess I have to bring 5 quarters to Dollar Tree now instead of 4. And you all giggled about it and blah, blah, blah.
That sounds like us.
But now fast forward, nobody remembers this. So you guys crack me the up. And yes, you can buy frozen meals at Dollar Tree, and you can buy frozen meals at Dollar General, but do not walk into Dollar General expecting for only be a dollar. That does not exist anymore. I'm sorry. I love you guys. Bye.
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 Oh my God, you guys. I was just listening to today's episode about the Dollar Tree, and you guys, none of you listened, but you guys had me cracking up. I don't think I've laughed this much in forever. Oh, also, I wanted to let you know, I'm not going to be able to make it this weekend because I have 2 babies, but I will be there for your September 2nd meetup in Atlanta. Woo! Bye!
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 I just finished listening to Thursday's episode. And how does Denise not remember? She did a news segment on Dollar Tree not having items a dollar anymore. Come on, Denise. This was like a month ago. You're slacking. Get it together, Denise.
Yeah, Denise. Get it together.
Oh, really?
You know?
Denise.
You two didn't remember either.
Nobody did. We don't remember anything.
The amount of DMs I got as well.
About that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, lots of people. So I think...
Well, you should remember. We got to pay attention to your news.
I have so much stuff
going on. We have that
on.
Excuse.
What you guys don't get is like that time when I was doing all that as well, I did over 55 packages. Shout out to everybody who has purchased their stuff. All of those things are being shipped out as I speak. So I had a lot going on last week.
I don't know where I put my world's smallest violin sound. Oh, no. I'll have to insert that in post.
Does everybody have Derine-itis on Tuesday's podcast?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's going on with all the jumbled up words and mispronunciations and what the hell? Also, immediately after that, y'all talked about my niece and how she was... a demon or something?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah, I remember.
In Chinese culture is actually really, really good luck. I don't know if it's necessarily Friday the 13th, but 13 is supposed to be really good luck. Look it up if you don't believe me.
I believe
all right.
You.
Bye.
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 Oh, ooh, that's a good bye there.
That was
strong. A great bye there.
Yeah, say that one.
No, why did we called her Nisa Demon? No, we didn't, did we?
She was, yeah. She sent me a DM, I believe it was Lisa, and with a very cute picture of her niece.
Yeah.
Brand new baby.
Why would we call
her? And then the... you, like, she was born on Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, that's
Demon
right,
baby.
Right.
The blood moon was out.
That's right. Yeah. And then they also sent me this video of the actual delivery, which is cool. Like, how close are we with our listeners when they actually send us videos of inside the delivery room? Listen.
The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you.
Listen to the baby. There it is.
God, the Holy Spirit.
I don't know. That clip I saw from The Exorcist does not hold up that well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I remember that movie being a lot scarier, and that clip was
silly.
Yeah.
It sounds like a comedy.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about a comedy.
I don't, again, something
I think
it I'm not
still
seen.
Would freak you out because you're a baby.
It. Yes,
baby.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a couple days behind on the podcast and just had to stop and tell you about mealworms. I have lizards, so I buy mealworms, and when they come to me, I get them in the mail. I have to put them straight in the refrigerator. They have to stay cool to keep the molting process from happening. When they're left out and they get warm, then they eventually turn into beetles, which is a darkling beetle. Which isn't just an average beetle.
Oh, no!
Dude!
Oh,
you guys
no!
know how hot it was?
So now you have, what did you say, 4,000 mealworms out there? If they don't...
Oh, no!
Eight, they're going to turn into beetles.
Oh,
you're going to have, like, 4,000 darkling beetles running around your backyard. So if you do buy them and then you want to get rid of them, maybe call some pet stores or something. You can donate them to feed their reptiles, maybe. Just a suggestion.
That's a great suggestion.
You guys have a great day. Bye.
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 Really, this is all y'all's fault. That's what happens when you're a couple days back on the podcast. You don't hear our foolery and can't, like, you know, immediately comment. Now we've got to have 4,000, what you call them?
Some beetles?
Death beetles?
Devil beetles?
Flying around? Yeah, devil beetles flying around the backyard.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
There is a chance that they got eaten up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
or ate up? Is it eaten up or ate up?
Eaten up. Yeah,
eaten up.
There's
they got
lots
eaten
of
up.
Critters that,
right, yeah, birds,
yeah, that
too,
live back
yeah.
there.
But then if I were talking about me eating stuff, would I say ate up? Like, I ate up some Chick-fil-A for lunch. Or did
no,
I eaten up?
That's none of that.
All right, drop us
sense.
An instant voice note. That's what happens here. We don't know. We don't know words. We're not good with them. I don't know why you listen, to be honest. What were you saying about the Beatles? Oh, they got ate up.
So I think we're good, right? We're good.
Yeah, yeah, I think we're pretty muddy. I'm Gucci.
Unless you guys want to go out there and check.
No, we're good.
Y'all are out there spreading false news.
Uh-oh.
Fake news again.
About what?
Y'all are talking about Buc-ee's. You referred to Buc-ee's as a truck stop. Fake news. They do not allow trucks, 18-wheelers at Buc-ee's. Only buses and cars.
Huh.
It is the circus show of gas stations. I will give you that. I actually think I was bit by a kid running through there the last time I was there.
What?
I'm not 100% sure, but I think it was what happened. I actually personally do not like going to Buc-ee's because it is a circus. But I will say this in defense of Buc-ee's, they are not a truck stop. They do not allow trucks, only cars and buses by the hundreds. All right, hope you all have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It is by the hundreds. Best.
Yes.
You can't argue the restrooms, though, either. And then that makes a lot of sense because I was in the parking lot when we went one of the first times. Denise hates crowds. Hates crowds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I went in there first, not expecting for it to be that many people.
Yeah.
All right? And it was like shoulder to shoulder. I was like, what the hell is happening
you
here?
You couldn't move without like touching somebody.
Right. So naturally, I come out to the car, and I'm like, you're going to love it in there. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The bathrooms are clean, all the space in the world, right? So she comes back like all
flustered.
Why'd you tell me? Why'd you warn me? I can't believe it. But as I was sitting in the parking lot, there was an 18-wheeler that parked, but not in the parking lot, which I thought was interesting.
Oh.
He parked like on the side of the road, and then he walked across the parking lot to go in, which didn't make sense to me at the time. But after that instant voice note, it all was, clicking. I didn't realize. I wonder why.
I mean, I do now recall, at least the one that we go to, there's signs that say, like, no 18-wheelers allowed. But there's just no gas pumps to actually fit that truck, though. Like, there's no, I don't know.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh. It's got to be a reason.
Hi, PK, DK, and Orion. This is Chris. I'm leaving my first dive in. I just wanted to say thank you to PK for recommendation on the Wise smart lock. I've been looking for a smart lock. I haven't been able to find one I like after hearing PK's recommendation. I looked it up, started doing research on it, realized that was probably the best one that I could get for the best price. It can get pretty expensive. I installed it this morning and I'm really liking it so far. So thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
You're welcome, my dude. Look at me. I'm an Instagram influencer model.
You are.
Minus the model or influencer or any of that stuff.
I was like,
stuff.
You got a code?
I'm just glad you like the wise lock. No, I thought about that after I got the instant voice note. I'm like, son of a could have been like 50 cents.
Hey, you know, 50 cents is better than nothing.
We're in the Amazon influencer program. I'm going to build a page on our website at some point. Not today. But at some point, there's going to be a page made of the products that we recommend. So if you want to check them out or, you know, if you're going to buy them anywhere, we might as well make that nickel.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. It's jimmy rigging. I'm in the Pacific Northwest. It's jimmy rigging, not jerry rigging. Jimmy rigging. Sorry. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I think she's apologizing to Jerry.
Yeah, because Jerry's the one who said it was Jerry rigged. Yeah.
Personally offended, but you know, people calling it jimmy rigging. Exactly. I can't believe that that took off. It's weird the things that people debate on the show. Now we're going to have a full debate now on Bucky's from earlier and the instant voice notes. It's just weird what strikes a chord with people and also why it makes doing the show so much fun because we have the freedom to really talk about whatever, you know?
So, true. I want to circle back to Bucky's because I was trying to find the note that I got on Facebook. I just can't find it right now, but she said... In Katy, which, Ryan, that's where you live, the world's largest, at least back in 2017, car wash is at Bucky's in Katy.
What?
Yeah, it says it's located 27700 Katy Freeway and most requested and Guinness World Record of 255 feet long.
Whoa, it's on the Guinness book? Yeah. Oh, wait, I gotta go see
what makes it the longest? Is it just the longest?
It's the massive car wash?
It says the Guinness World Record 255-foot car wash.
I gotta go through this.
Longest car wash.
I mean, how many times can you have like a circular, you know, thingy?
Cleaning your car.
Cleaning your car.
I don't know.
I was like, my car needs a car wash, and I'm pretty sure you're driving Ryan home after we record this today, so you guys can go explore.
Oh God, I gotta drive you home after this?
Yep.
Dude, I'm just as tired as you are, kid.
I know.
Oh, days like this, I wish we had a Tesla. I could just set it and forget it.
Oh, that would be cool, yeah.
That'd be great. Just take a nap.
You literally can.
We had a Tesla ride. In Atlanta. I called the Uber. It was a Tesla.
That's sick.
Yeah, you were so f***ed up. You didn't even know.
I
was like, that was
so mad at you.
That wasn't me.
Like, no, it was him.
We had one in Houston, but I've never had one in Atlanta.
How was the ride?
The ride was great, man. It was great. You know, I like the Tesla ride that I had in Houston way better than the one in Atlanta.
Because
in Houston, I was just as excited in both spots.
Yeah.
In Houston, I'm like, can I ride up front? I got questions. The guy was like, hop on in. In Atlanta, I did the same thing. Can I ride up front? I got questions. Nah, man.
Oh.
Like, all right, whatever. You know what?
I think I have that 2.5 minute video of you being like so excited.
Just geeking out.
Yes, for the Houston one.
We'll talk more about this Atlanta trip, but let me finish up with the instant voice notes. We have so many that some of these I'm going to have to save till tomorrow's show when we're a little more mentally here as well, and we'll explain all that in a sec, but I do want to go through this string because we asked the question every day. We have one random question for you, and we asked, has anybody ever seen you naked by accident or the other way around?
Hey guys, this is Norby. Okay, so I'm calling for your one random question. So about 15 years ago, I used to work at a gym, and it's towards closing, so I do my normal routine for closing the gym up. Everybody's clear. I go to the women's locker room, I knock on the door, and I go, anybody in here? We're closing. Said about 2-3 times. Nobody answered. I walk in, I go close the door to the back that leads everybody to the pool. I come back in, go turn off the lights inside the sauna. And as soon as I turn into the sauna, two ladies, butt naked, walking out of the sauna. I was totally embarrassed. Could not believe it. I was like, oh my gosh, I totally just saw these ladies naked. Walked out. And came out, and then they are waiting for them at the desk for them to leave. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And they were like, it's okay, honey. You're fine. No worries. And that happened. I recently, I would say a few months ago, saw one of those ladies that I saw naked in that hot tub coming to my current work shopping. And I was like, oh my God, I've seen that lady naked. Too funny. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, and by the way, this is my first Ivan.
Oh. Welcome to the show. Now, listen, I got to be honest. Did we just had an instant voice note a second ago that was the first time in his
life? Yeah, I think it was Chris about the wise box.
Yeah.
Can we start writing these down? We're going to have to do IOUs for tomorrow.
Okay.
Because we're so out of it right now.
Yep, got it down.
And I don't know. You could probably hear it in our voice. Maybe not. But we're very much out of it right now. We went hard on Sunday night with everybody with our meeting in Atlanta. And then our flight was so early on Monday, but then we were jolted up by this thunderstorm that had turned like Atlanta into a pond.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
We'll get to all this in just a sec. But just so you know, tomorrow we owe two.
So to Chris and to Norby.
So either tomorrow you're going to walk away with $100.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Or you're going to have some Pringles that have been marinated in my fart juice. I'm thinking about adding.
Ew.
Well, I guess just a fart. I guess.
Yeah, well, I was like, why is there juice involved all of a sudden? Now, you know, like if you look at the chip and it's wet, it's juice. Don't eat it.
Oh. In fact, you want to leave the room real quick and I can reload one real quick so people know that we're not making this up because I'm ready to go. I don't know what I ate, but I'm ready.
Maybe you and I should
I'm bubbling
both,
right now.
Maybe we should both leave, Duran, because I don't want to be in here when he lets it rip.
Bubbling.
I don't want to be. Can you leave, PK?
Thank God.
All right, whatever. Tomorrow, though, either you're going to figure out which one has the gas and walk away with $100, or it's going to be the other way around.
It's either going to be gas or cash, baby.
Oh, gas or cash.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, bro. Back to your accidentally saw somebody or they saw you naked.
A few years ago, one of my husband's customers at work or his vendors sent us to Las Vegas and we were staying in the Wynn in a very nice room. Ooh. I've had to open the shades. Ooh. I'm talking, it was a very, very nice room at the Wynn. And 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I was laying in the bed naked. I mean, I was covered up, but my husband had went down to the expo. The next thing I know, the door opened. I heard a key go in and the door opened. I thought it was my husband. Some man walked into the room. He was wearing hotel. I could tell he was an employee. He wasn't a housekeeper. And the minute he saw me, he ran out. I called the front desk and was like, even housekeeping knocks a few times and then opens the door.
And they
assured me that, you know, they didn't know who it was, but they were very sorry. And sent up a tray of fruits and vegetables, a tiny tray of fruits and vegetables. We're at the Wynn in probably a $700 a night room. From now on, I keep all my stuff locked in the little safe. I don't trust it anymore because I feel like he was definitely coming in to go through our stuff. There was no other reason to be in that room. It was key and he rushed in like he was in a hurry. But anyway, that was my story. This is Heather Savage. I sent a long email. I think y'all are doing great. I'm so proud of the show. Huge fan. I'm here locally in Houston. Y'all hit me up. Bye.
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 The only other thing, because I used to work, you know, at hotels and
you'd go in and steal stuff all the time.
No, I was thinking like if it was either a maintenance, but you still say your maintenance checking everything. And there's like,
and you don't go quick, right? With your key card and stuff.
The other would be if you're like refilling the mini bar, like restocking.
Again, you're not like though.
Never.
Just
you always
running into a room, and
that's
plus, if you're restocking the mini bar, you probably have a cart or something.
Yeah, for sure.
To have all those little liquor bottles.
Yep. Yeah. That Vegas story reminded me. We were at a bachelorette party, and all of us girls, you know, were out all day, you know, day drinking, doing whatever, partying, and like two of the girls came back to the room, and that's where they found a girl not part of our party, naked. Thrown up everywhere in one of the beds.
Oh my gosh.
So of course we called like security right away. No one knew who she was. Apparently she was like just a floor down, but the housekeeper saw how tipsy she was and let her in and she passed out in the room. And thank God it was like a room with us girls instead of like anybody else. And, but yeah, just in
speaking
insane.
Of that, I had to drop you in a room over the weekend cause you're kind of tipsy.
Oh yeah.
You didn't throw up everywhere. Did you?
No.
Am I going to get a giant bill? Did you clean out the mini bar?
No,
you sure?
No, I didn't.
Did you pee on the bed or something?
Nah, I smelled it.
I don't know. Good. At lunch the next day, I'm like, why are you trying to change so quick? You were like, I smell like pee.
Oh yeah.
Which tells me that you peed on yourself.
Oh no.
Did you do it on the bed?
Maybe I forgot to shake, you know, a little shake here.
Oh, okay. That happens. To the best of us.
But there was a shower in that hotel room.
Yeah,
you didn't want to put the dirty clothes back on.
Yeah, I didn't have my clothes.
So you just rather smell like pee.
Well, when I met up with you guys, I actually went into the bathroom and I got like a paper towel.
Yeah, you took a bum shower in a restaurant bathroom.
It is
in the middle of the day instead of the nice hotel that you had.
Yeah. It was so nice.
Yeah,
though.
It was a boutique, nice, expensive hotel.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
That you were just like, I'd rather take a bum shower,
pretty much.
So are we going to dive into this? Because I have so many questions. I've been waiting for you to actually hit the record button today.
I've got one more, though.
One more, Ivan. Okay.
All right. One more, because we're going down the list of, you know, the accidentally, you know, you saw somebody naked. And this is, it just goes with everything else. So here we go.
Hey, guys. Tiffany.
from WhatsApp chat or Villarica. I had a crazy story about walking in on somebody. Came home from work a couple days ago and went up to my room. My stepdad was asleep on the couch. I heard him wake up. And so I go downstairs to tell him about cupcakes and some food that I brought in. And I come down the stairs and I was like, whoa, what the f-? He was standing there butt naked, peeing in a cup or peeing in a can or something. I don't know. And I was like, what the f- are you doing? He's like, I woke up and had to pee.
Wait, is there more to that?
That's it.
Why?
That's it.
Why?
That's all. Yeah, you can't leave us hanging like that.
Why couldn't he use the toilet?
Yeah. Yeah. What was the follow-up questions? What happened? Did you guys ever talk about that again? Oh, was he drunk? Yeah.
What did he do with the urine? Did he put it down the drain or?
Yeah. Did he collect it like The Aviator? You ever seen that movie?
No, huh?
Oh my! You haven't seen The Aviator?
No.
Leo DiCaprio, Aviator?
No, I haven't seen it.
He peed in jars and stuff and locked himself in a theater room.
What? Why did he do that?
I'm not going to run down the whole movie. Just watch it. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah.
What's the movie? Just The Aviator, right?
It's called The Aviator. Yeah, it's Howard Hughes. His Howard Hughes life.
Oh, he just flies a plane, right?
I love how you said, oh, like, you know who Howard Hughes is.
I don't.
Yeah.
A famous pilot?
He built the biggest plane ever. It was right where you lived in Tillamook or whatever.
Oh, McMinnville.
Yeah, talking about the Spruce Goose.
Yeah, that thing's massive.
Isn't Howard Hughes, he's buried here, just up the street.
Just up the street, yeah. Interesting life. You should watch the movie. It's a really good movie. Has Leo really made a bad movie?
No.
You know?
Wait, was there like the last one that had all of the A-list actors in there?
Ah, he was in that. That was a Netflix one, though.
I didn't see it, but I know you guys didn't like it.
I thought Darian did like it. I wasn't a big fan of it. Yeah.
He looked very different in that movie, but yeah.
Drop us your instant voice notes at any time. We love hearing from you, obviously. You know, the sooner the better when you can correct us on our stupidity. That way we don't have like 4,000 weird bugs flying around. But, you know, again, we appreciate all your comments. To leave us an Ivan, drop it online, pkndk.com. Click on the Ivan button. You got to go there on a mobile phone, though. Click on the Ivan button. Your comments come right to us. You can also slide into our DMs. That's on Instagram at pkanddk. Every day we like to ask you one random question because, again, you never know when you're going to hear this and you're going to have an ultimate story. In fact, I do have a crazy story. I mean, it's next level. So I'm going to save it till tomorrow because, again, we're not all mentally here right now. We're just trying to do something for you because we were missing an action yesterday from the travels, you know? So tomorrow I'll come back because I got a crazy one. Actually, I got two crazy instant voice notes that you have to hear again tomorrow on the show. Random question for today, though, is have you ever been called to the principal's office?
Oh.
As school is letting out, go back.
Yeah.
Have you ever been called to the principal's office?
Shockingly, yep. I have.
Really?
Like, in trouble?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. Back in the day, maybe 6th, 7th grade, my shorts were a little too short. We had to do like the measurements. So, like you stand up and then if you're like middle fingers, like don't touch.
Yeah.
Then they're too short.
Don't touch what?
Or if your middle fingers like.
The test to see how short they are.
The short test. Yeah. You put your hands down and if they're longer than your fingers, when your hands are to your side, then they're good. But if they're shorter, then you get in trouble. So
you little floozy.
I got asked to not ever wear those shorts again.
How did they tell you? Just like that?
Just like that. Yeah. They're like, all right, stand up. Put your hands down. Yep. Too short. Can't wear those again. I'm like, oh.
Were you embarrassed? What was it like for you that day?
Yeah. Of course I was embarrassed.
Did you know going in that day that there might be a problem?
No, not at all.
You didn't know about this
rule? I never wanted to be in trouble. No. Why would I go there?
You're the one wearing real short shorts.
I know.
You tell me.
My hands are very long. Like, I have very big hands, so.
Were the older boys hitting on you?
Well, duh.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, I think they voted me best booty. Even though I was middle school. And I was like, I can't be voted that. I'm not in 8th grade yet.
What was it? We just heard a booty song
on
the way back from the airport. It was my favorite new song.
Pop, pop, pop that booty.
Let me slap that booty. Rock that booty. That's it.
I remember that. That's all they kept on saying.
Hood hop.
Yeah.
I think that's the song. It was called Hood Hop.
Hood Hop?
I think so.
No, that's the one that followed that one.
Because
you were trying to figure out what they were saying.
Maybe. Is it a dance, maybe?
I don't know.
What? Hood Hop?
Hood Hop? Yeah.
You guys are so white. They're making a hood hop, mother. Says it in the two words. The hopping in the hood. The dancing.
Instead of hip hop, it's hood hop.
Yeah, the hood is hopping.
Like hood hop?
It's a dance or something. It's like.
I don't think we
what? Are you serious right now?
I don't think we should continue this conversation.
Yeah, I think we're.
It's called the hood hop.
Hood
right?
Hop.
He's bringing the beats and the people are hopping.
I don't know.
They're like dancing or something.
That
make the hood hop.
Something so white, but yes.
That does not sound correct.
No. I'm going to go blow my nose. Is that cool?
Yeah.
And we get water. Is that cool? Just hurry the f*** up. Okay. I don't care. What was that?
Hood hopping. According to the Urban Dictionary, when an individual group travels from one neighborhood to the next.
Oh. Are they dancing? Is there dancing
sometimes
involved?
Sometimes with the intent to find someone and cause harm.
Oh. I was a little off. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty?
Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. What's it called?
Booty.
Bounce that booty on the floor.
What did you think it was going to be called?
I don't know.
What's it called? I found the booty song.
Twerk. You got it? If you broke, go
to work. Oh, yeah, make this is it. Booty. Make that big booty. What's it called? Are you kidding me? Both of you. Are you serious? Take a wild guess in the dark. What do you think it's called?
Booty hop?
Just booty.
Oh, booty. That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty.
Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. You know, in the best example you'll ever get that that human beings are all one, we'll go from that booty to the booty man.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I want the booty. Back up the booty.
I've never heard this.
I like the booty.
Like,
oh, what a booty. Shaking that booty. I saw the booty. I want the booty. Lord, what a booty. Bring on the booty. Give up the booty. Loving the booty round.
There you go. That's my little reminder that we're all the same. All right?
The official, the best booty song, Bubba Sparks.
Bubba Sparks? No, I was...
Yes, Miss on. New Booty?
Oh, yeah. That
one's
was a,
the best mm-hmm. booty.
We'll just call it a clown song?
No, a classic.
Finish the lyrics.
Ah. This new booty. Bounce it to the club and bounce it off my head.
One more. This is what happens when we're delirious. No. Just go off track. Now, is this officially a booty song? I mean, it's called Smack That.
Is booty in parentheses afterwards?
No.
Then, you gotta do booty work, T-Pain.
Yeah.
I know a lot of booty songs. I just realized that.
I don't see booty work.
W-U-R-K.
Oh, duh. Who's shaking the room?
Oh, that's me.
What the hell? God.
I didn't know you could feel
he
that.
It shakes everything, man. It's like an earthquake in here. All right, the booty thing has gone its course. Let's just move forward.
Fine.
We're going to be here all day, and we got to start, you know, talking about our Atlanta trip so we can wrap this up so I can go drive them home during rush hour traffic because Uber doesn't exist.
I am so happy that PK has offered to take you home so that way you can
even
realize like, what you go through every time like you come
what
to
What do I care? I wasn't the one that moved to Katy. That's on him.
That's rude.
That's on him. He decided to move to Katy. This entire weekend in Atlanta, he's like, man, I do miss Atlanta. You know, I think I like it better out here. I'm like, that's because now you live in the burbs.
Yeah, suburbia life.
You can't compare that with like living downtown.
Yeah, midtown.
If you live midtown here, it would be the same as living midtown in Atlanta. Hmm. But you live out there with the Olive Gardens.
And the weather, though, the weather was nice. It wasn't humid. It was perfect weather. Here, it's just going to get hotter and hotter, right?
What did it gets hot there, too.
I read something about like, don't worry, Houston's just preheating. Yeah.
I bet the
oven is not currently ready yet. We're just in preheat mode.
Ooh.
So here's how this whole thing came together. We got some friends that live in Atlanta that we met right before we moved to Houston, right? Good people. So on the same night, there was two shows, and he's a huge Dave Matthews fan. So his cousin was flying in, and he's going to go to Dave Matthews with his cousin. That was on Saturday, right? So his wife really wanted to see Kevin Chestnut.
Kenny Chesney and Dan and Shay, Carly Pierce, Old Dominion, everybody. The big country show that was going to be at the big stadium.
So they worked it out. Yep. So because they travel all the time. So they used miles to get Denise there to hang out with his wife as he went to Dave Matthews. And then me.
Oh, gosh.
Guys, I'm sorry. I don't want to get yelled at. I'm not 100% right now.
You are really ripping it up right now.
I know.
Now.
Have you smelled one, though?
No, I haven't.
All right, then. Let's calm down.
Oh, my God.
It's not that bad.
You smell like garlic pizza.
Oh, ew. Oh, gosh. I'm going to make me throw up.
Big Jason's coming back, bro.
Oh, gosh.
You weren't complaining last night, were you?
No.
Where were we in the story? So they got miles for Denise to go. I'm very dependent, so I'm like, I kind of want to go too now.
Yeah.
So I got myself to go, and then we're like, well, if two of us are going to be in Atlanta, we've done two meetups in Houston.
Not that everybody knows, because on Facebook, they're like, where are you doing the Houston meetup? I'm like, where you were at the last two?
Right.
Huh? So anyway, we're like, hey, this will be a great opportunity for all of us to go do a little meetup in Atlanta, you know? And then we could walk around, do some sticking.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, just see what the vibe is like.
Great plan.
We vibing.
Yeah. That's it, yeah.
You know?
Yep. Atlanta, vibing.
So we get to the airport, right? And Denise's flight that I booked myself on, too, it left here, and then it went to Tampa,
yeah.
And then it went to Atlanta.
Whoa.
Right? You just stayed on the flight in Tampa.
Yeah. You don't
right?
get off, but eventually, yeah. like, you can scoot closer, you know, because yeah. then more people are going to come on, and yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
And this is a great hack. Like, everybody should do this. It got us, like, 2 vouchers for our next trips. Yeah. I mean, this is, I'm telling you, listen to these next words. So, we're by the counter, we're about to board, it's Southwest, and we have B. By the way, do you know how Southwest works?
Now I do. Yeah.
Dude, what the hell, bro? Today, getting on the plane, you're supposed to be 7 people behind me, and you're like all the way around the corner, and I'm like, what are you doing?
No, I was in my group category. I was like B17 or something like that.
Yeah, but you stood like where it was B30 or something. Or initially, you went to the other side.
Yeah, first I did, but then I was like, oh, let me cut in here okay. because I belong right here. Yeah.
So anyway, so they're boarding the A's, right? And then we're standing by the desk, and that's the hack. You want to be by the desk.
And if you're flexible with your travel.
Flexible with your travel. Yes. Yeah, that's going to be a big thing, you know. So they come on the overhead. I have no idea what they said. All I heard is that.
Yeah, dude, every time they go on the intercom,
yeah. Yeah. No, I
understand anything.
What the hell are you saying?
Yeah.
We heard the word volunteer, and we happened to be like first and second right there. So we just turned to her, and we're like, wait, what?
Right here, volunteers.
Say? Yeah.
So now they're looking at us like saviors because they had oversold the flight.
Oh, okay.
We just saved this whole day.
Yeah.
So they're thanking us and all this. And I don't even know what we're getting, to be honest.
You guys just
I just
volunteered.
Knew we were a little flexible. So we could have, the show wasn't until the next day. So we could go like a few hours later or the next morning, whatever. You know, we were flexible. So let's just see what happens from that. So then we're getting vouchers or thanking us. I'm like, holy crap, now we can fly somewhere else. This is great.
Yeah, like that's going to
be awesome.
Our next trip when we come back in September. Like that will pay for it.
That's cool.
But I'm like, whoa, when are we going to get there? We got to get there. You guys got to, you know, figure out how we got to get there, right? Like we're going to get there. So they do the little typing, you know, fingers on the keyboard. Next thing you know, they put us on a flight that leaves 45 minutes later with no layover.
No stop.
Direct.
Yeah.
Dang, so you guys got lucky.
It was a win-win.
We got into Atlanta earlier than the other flight. No layovers. All these vouchers. Plus, you know, I did my sad puppy eyes or whatever. I'm like, oh, now we're not going to be able to sit together because we're C's.
Because then we're C34 and 35, so we're going to be the last ones to board that flight.
They said we were family boarding. Bam, we're the first ones on the next flight. It was awesome.
Dude.
People looking at us like, where's your family?
We got on before all the A-listers.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
We're like
stand by the
third
desk.
People. Second, third people on that flight.
That's my thing. Stand by the desk, especially if you got B boarding or C. You want to be next to the desk because there was like a group of people that wanted
they
what we
ran.
Got.
Yeah.
Oh, they ran
up afterwards.
I didn't even know what we were getting. I just leaned over. I'm like, yes. What's up?
I'm here.
Dude, that's sick.
Yeah. So that was awesome. So the plan for show purposes was Duran comes in the next day as Denise goes into the venue. Duran and myself, we're gonna go around and stick her the out of Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're not gonna be able to turn a corner without seeing PK and DK. Everywhere.
Bam.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, I was like, what happened? This is where I have no clue. I go into the show. I say my goodbyes.
Then what? My butt. You knew too. You guys all, you know, I'm tired of being Mr. Responsible PK. So I just sat back and just watched the train wreck happen.
Because
she showed up and I can already tell that he was buzzing.
Yeah.
And then here comes Denise. You want shots? More shots? Fireball. And I'm like, well, this is going to be it. Nighty night. Sure enough, so he does a couple more shots. Then you go into the venue. Now I'm stuck with drunk Duran and me, who's still nursing a hangover from Friday night because I stayed up till 6 in the morning watching some show. I don't even know what I was watching. It was pretty good, though. There might have been a gummy involved.
Oh, nice.
I don't remember. All I know is I'm hungover. I got drunk Duran. I'm walking through downtown Atlanta.
And it was like 90 degrees. It was warm.
It's 90 degrees.
It was warm.
Hot.
We did pop into a few bars and handed out the coasters.
Right.
I do have to say this. Drunk Duran, or like if I could just get you to that point to where you're buzzing, but you don't fall over the cliff.
Yeah.
You are the world's best salesman.
Dude.
I don't think anything would come from that because you never know who to sell. But the way that you were approaching people, and do you remember this?
Yeah, I do. I think I do, yeah.
This dude is like, watch me sell the show.
Oh, that's great.
Dude, you would find anybody and everybody and be like, man, nice hat. Let me tell you about the podcast.
Nice. And then, like, did you give him, like, your business cards?
I had business cards. Oh, he lined up interviews. He met, like, some, we're going to interview some country artists.
Cody something. He's So I met his girlfriend at the airport. And so we're just all talking. But he does, like, he travels and does country music.
Yeah.
So I got his info. So we're going to talk to him on the show.
Not only that, you made the girl call him to make sure he's real. And he's about to go on stage. And Derine's on the phone like, hey, can we talk to you on the podcast? Is that?
Yeah. And she asked him right there. And he's like, yeah, hell yeah, I'll do it. So,
awesome.
Yeah, gave him the info. I was like, yeah, I'll email him. So
yeah.
We got to follow up with that, though.
Oh,
but
yeah,
the amount of people that he was excited to talk to people and tell them about the show.
Good.
Now, some of these people are probably never going to listen. I'm just going to be honest with you. Some people might, though, you know. And some of them, I was like, you're definitely getting stabbed. However, I think he's such a friendly fella that, you know, the problem with Derine is then he hits that cliff. And when he hits the cliff of, you know, because we went to this one bar.
Oh, that took me out.
And I'm trying to pace the drinks.
Yeah.
But this girl turns around and she was like, you want a triple for the same prize?
A triple.
Before I said anything, he's like, uh-huh. And I'm like, it's game over. Game over.
Actually, I think that's the last thing I pretty much remember. I remember drinking it and being like, holy crap, this is 100% liquor right here.
Yeah.
And it was
That's when I actually walked him to a hotel because I'm like, I can just put him down, you know, like, take a nap for a couple of hours. He'll be fine. He's very good with bouncing back. So a couple hour nap and I'll go out sticking or whatever and he'll be fine. But then the hotels were sold out.
Oh.
So then I had to get the Uber that ended up being at Tesla to take us to Midtown because they did have a hotel there that hadn't opened. I did the bookings overnight.
Oh, yeah. Last minute booking or something.
And how about this?
What?
Let me just tell you about this. I ain't gonna write a complaint letter. What's this app called?
Hotel Tonight?
Hotel Tonight. So I open it up and I'm like, availability? Bam. All right. I need the hotel for two nights, Saturday and Sunday. Bam. I book, right? I'm like, cool. Take us to this hotel. I'm in a Tesla now. And I'm like, holy shit. Don't take us to this hotel because this is the booking for tomorrow night.
Oh, no.
The motherfucking app is Hotel Tonight, not Hotel Tomorrow Night.
Oh, no, it's like last minute bookings within a week.
I didn't know that. I thought it was Hotel Tonight. It's in the app title. What the So now I'm looking at it like, oh, geez, man, I got a great deal for Sunday and Monday. We, by the way, still have a hotel in Atlanta if anybody wants to stay.
Oh, wow.
It's still there. So then I had to find another hotel. So we drove to this other hotel. You know, I told him to wait outside as I ran inside. I got the rooms, you know, and then came back out and then like walked him towards the elevator. I'm like, don't say nothing right now, bro. We just got to get past this desk.
Yeah.
We get past this desk. We're golden. Sure enough, he behaved. We made it up to the room. I don't even think we said anything to each other. You went right to bed.
Dang.
It's still daytime out, and I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you know?
I went into the show around 5 p.m. What time was this hotel incident?
I couldn't tell you.
You only lasted 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours?
The bartender got him, man. And I'm like, I was trying to have a filter, a gauge on the drinks and be like, all right, do a water. We can do a shot. Do a water. Let's do a beer instead. But this bartender turns around. You want a triple for the same price as a single?
Yep.
First of all, who's going to say no to that? And second, so I drop him off at the hotel. And then I just I walked around until I couldn't walk around anymore. And took the Uber back, met you guys, you know.
Yeah, because we were staying with our friends in Decatur. And like, that's where they're like, yeah, Derine totally could stay. Like, there wasn't an actual bed, but I was like, he could sleep on the couch. Like, it's totally fine.
Did they say that, though? I thought he wasn't allowed in the house because last time he smashed their spot.
Nope. He didn't do that. Nope.
Okay, I'm not supposed to talk about that?
No.
I thought you were banned.
We made good over the weekend.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard for anybody not to like you. Even the meetup that we had, and y'all that came out to this meetup will know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Like, you can't sit here and tell me Derine wasn't trashed.
I mean,
but he's so lovable.
I am looking at all of the pictures going back, and there's lots of, like, hugs and arms and, like, you know, lots of fun, but then, like, kissy faces. Like, so many kissy faces.
Always grabbing people's crotch.
And I'm like,
crotches.
Derine.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Yes.
Not actually grabbing crotches. Let me just clarify that. But pretending, you know, for picture purposes, you know.
Yeah.
You're such a lovable guy that everybody loves you, right? And then here I am, because the entire day I'm trying to, like, keep you on pace so you can make it there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're already out here. We're spending all this money. I'm like, please make it to this meetup, you know. So I'm just worrying the entire day. And you're just having the time of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And then everybody loves you.
Carefree.
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, son of a, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. It was just good vibes all around. Like, I don't know. It was amazing. I thought the trip was amazing.
I bet you did. You were drunk the entire time.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. It was really awesome.
Let me make sure. You did, though, like, call your wife at some point.
I gave her text messages. Okay. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
God. Is she mad right now?
I don't know.
Oh,
she's good.
No.
I sent her a message, and I was like, hey, we all boarded the flight, like, the picture of the three of us.
Nothing?
Just so she, yeah, nothing.
Yeah, I text her, you know, just landed, you know. So I kept up to date with her.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're on good good terms right now.
Okay.
So let's talk about the meetup. Again, I didn't expect like five people, honestly. I'm being dead honest. I thought it'd be like four, maybe five people. And you can imagine my surprise seeing the turnout and seeing some of these people that we've met at House of Toys, that we've met like throughout the years of doing this.
Yep.
Or meeting new people. A lot of y'all brought friends, which I thought was awesome because they were so... We talked to one lady that works as Doom Patrol. Remember that show that Elia got me to watch?
Oh, yeah.
She works on that, so we started talking about that. It's like... Just seeing this group of people just brought unimaginable joy to my heart. The fact that you guys are still with us, still sticking with us. Just really, really cool to see. What did you think, Denise?
Oh, I mean, I thought, of course, it was all just amazing because people that send in DMs or people who are in our group WhatsApp chat or just people that we met, but maybe 5-6 years ago, all coming together. Like our group in the WhatsApp chat, they all are friends, I feel like.
Were you
there?
A lot
of them met for the first time.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
But yet they all like knew each other already. Like it was just really surreal to see that.
There was a point, there was actually a couple of points to where different people realized who they were from the chat. And we're like, oh my God, you're you. And I'm like, oh, this is so cool to see.
Bringing everybody
this
together.
This is so cool to see.
Yeah.
Just everybody, man, everybody. We met, remember at House of Toys every year, this guy Brent that we met, he would do a separate event, raise toys, and then bring them down, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, the night before he had T-Pain, so he had a little too many drinks, you know, but his buddy came out.
His buddy Neil,
so
shout
cool.
out, yeah.
It was just cool to see everybody. Jackson, his husband, Desiree came out.
Yeah, Corrine, and she brought like her husband and two dogs, and they've had like a very long weekend, and she was just sending updates. She's like, oh, I'm still 3.5 hours out, but I'll be there. And she sent me the sweetest message just saying like, thank you. She's been listening for the last 7 years. And it was so awesome that she was able to meet us, how we all are really family. We're not like, it's not like listeners and us as podcast hosts or whatever, but we're all truly like a family that come together.
Sometimes that like to me, I'm like, should we have more show when we show up to these things? Or do you think I don't want people to be disappointed when they meet us? Because there isn't like we strive to just completely be ourselves on this show.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes we could be a letdown because just...
Yeah, but I think that...
We don't show up looking like LA, you know, I don't know how to describe it.
No, I think like...
You think people had a good time?
For sure, especially because we said it, like casual meetup. We're going to just casually meet up for drinks. Like the live show, that event will happen later on, but this is just a hangout because we're in town and we really want to see you guys.
Bethany wanted to hit the after parties and stuff.
She was awesome, yeah. So she was
imagine
down.
How dead we'd be today if we did that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't think we'd be here.
Did we shut that place down or pretty close, right?
I think so.
I mean,
yeah.
I could be wrong. I don't know. It got kind of fuzzy, you know? Because again, we said we're going to meet people at 6:00. And I'm like, all right, 3-4 people come out, whatever. We have a few drinks, you know? But I'm pretty sure we left and the sun was definitely down.
Oh, yeah. Terrell? It was cool.
Terrell!
Finally cool to see him. Like, we see him all the time, but...
Dude,
it was so
Big
cool to
T!
See
Big T comes up out of nowhere. He's like, you guys going to do a podcast here? We could set it up there. We could do the power there. You guys want to interview the bands? Let me introduce you to the owner.
Owner, Jeff.
Like, yo!
Yeah, everybody. And he took our coasters
cool
and
dude.
He put them out, like, everywhere. And, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And
it was cool.
And to Katie, who we all know, like, we talked
Killer
about.
Killer K was there.
Killer Katie, which we're like, why did we call her that? Like, we couldn't remember.
We don't know still to this day.
I remember. She sent me a text. So one night we were hanging out. I think we went to a baseball game and she ordered us vodka and Red Bull. And you had stopped drinking Red Bull.
Oh, that's right.
You felt like your heart was going to give out or like you blacked out like for a couple seconds.
That's what it was.
And you stopped drinking them for like a year.
Yeah. And then I turn around and here she is with like Red Bull vodkas.
Yeah.
And of course I'm going to drink it, you know, but we started calling her Killer Kate.
Yeah. She's trying to kill you.
It was just cool. Just to see everybody. So many familiar faces and, you know, when people that we really consider as friends.
Yeah. Yes.
Stayonce.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Dude, what amazing. That was amazing.
Gracie, who had a spot in a TV show. We got to check out now.
That's right.
It's just cool. It's really cool. So thank you to every single one of you for coming out and just really supporting the show. September 2nd is going to be the official meetup. Oh, my God. It's right next to Da Vinci's where we're doing
it. Oh, my God. I know.
Oh, man. I'm going to cater the whole thing with Big Jason Pizzas.
Oh,
Oh, y'all like garlic? What's up?
And I do want to say another special shout out to Ashley, who just sent me all of these pictures, like a ton. And wore like the lime green square bear shirt.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
Ashley, you got me in trouble, Ashley, because Denise is like, did I wear my square bear? And I'm like, no, you got to wear the PKN DK logo so we can all match.
Right.
Yeah. And then Ashley rolls up. I knew I should have worn it.
I should have done like an outfit change.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, that was awesome. Let me tell you. I'm always notoriously, I try to be as nice as possible to other human beings, right? It takes a lot for me to snap or to be short with words or whatever, because you never know if somebody's having a bad day or, you know, what the guest they had to deal with before me was or any of that stuff. So we're checking into this hotel. Now, this is the second night, right? So I booked this hotel that we have for two nights. One night we're not even going to be able to use, right?
We're flying home.
And it's only one bed. Yeah. So I go up, right, and immediately get dismissed. Like, I could just tell the guy
was not interested in having a conversation with you.
He was like, hang on 1 second. And then he's typing away or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, all right, you know, I need to ask him a favor. So I'm going to be real cool, real nice, real collected, you know.
Yeah.
I wait for him. He gets done and stuff. I explain the situation. I'm like, look, I unfortunately booked this room for two nights. I wasn't even trying to cancel it for a night. But before I was even done with the sentence, he was like, well, you have to call them up. I'm like, okay, that's not what I was going to ask. It's going to say, I know it's for two nights, but is there anything that we can do to get two beds? Maybe switch those two nights for one night that has two beds, or is there a cot or whatever, right? And again, before I finish my sentence, he's like, I forget what he said. Something to the, we don't have housekeeping, so we don't have any of that, right? So I snap, which I never do.
Wait, he said that they don't have housekeeping? So
they said they were short on housekeeping, something to that effect.
Okay. Hmm.
But I like, and I never do this, I snap and I'm like, well, you're no help at all, huh? he took a step back and he's like, So then he went back and was like, let me check with engineering to see if maybe we can do something.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
But I never say that. Then I said, those words came out of my mouth and I'm like, oh my God, did I really say that out loud? Oh no. Yeah. We're going to have to find a new hotel tonight.
Yeah, we're going to get kicked out.
Oh dude.
So then we stayed at this hotel. Yeah. It's one bed. It was a big bed. So thank God for that.
Yeah. I think
three people in the bed though. All right. What the hell? Stop getting your eagle on, girl. Or you were all spread out and stuff doing the windmill. I'm like, dude,
my bad.
You get a third of the beds. I'm stuck in the middle, just squished between the two of them.
I actually think you had like the best part because there's no way you're going to fall off. But if you went one direction, Duran could fall off. If I went one way, then I would have fallen off.
This
sandwich in the middle was probably the best. Plus, you like to cuddle.
You and falling off beds.
Yeah, what?
Okay. When was the last time you fell out of a bed? She said the same thing about, you remember we had bunk beds in Mexico?
Yeah.
I can't sleep at the top. I'm going to fall off.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
When you fall off the bottom, when was the last time you fell out of a bed? Nobody falls out of beds unless you're a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't fall off a bed for a while.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I usually sleep on my left side. I'm just, that's my comfortable, you know, position. Because it's always like Denise and then me facing Denise here at the house, right? Well, there, you are where Denise usually sleeps.
Oh.
But my left side is my favorite side, so I'm like, so I turn on my left side, right? And then Denise, I don't know if you did this on purpose or whatever, but you turned around like you were mad or something.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well, one side is also his fart side, so.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh, that's right.
I was farting it up, man, too.
Gosh, I'm so lucky I passed out.
Yeah, you were snoring. I heard you.
Oh, well, was I?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Not as was loud. Not as loud as PK, though.
Oh, no, so you had to deal with.
Oh, double.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think I woke up like every 30 minutes.
Oh, birthday time!
There it is.
Oh, God. Send your birthdays in, pkndk.com/birthdays. He'll find a way to screw them up. If he doesn't, whoever's having a birthday gets in a drawing, and they'll win $100. Again, if he gets through the open and close without screwing up. Here we go.
And now, we interrupt the regularly show.
Oh,
scheduled!
It's on the schedule.
He did that in front of everybody, and you know, I love seeing people's reactions in real time.
Oh, the amount of people like, oh, Darian is faking it, and then afterwards, after they meet you, I'm like, okay, so what do you really think? They're like, oh my God, it's real. Like, I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
I know. And now we interrupt the regularly scheduled show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
For another Duran birthday shout out.
Oh my
God.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Look at that on your second try. Good job, buddy. You got some birthdays to apologize to.
Yeah, I do. Sorry, guys, for not getting you the hundo, but I want to say happy birthday to Amanda, sent in from her husband. I got to blow my nose.
Right in the middle of birthdays?
Yeah, I can feel it leaking.
Happy birthday.
Why would you do that up at the microphone?
You're talking to the guy that had the chip. Remember, he ate the chip right next to the microphone the other day? You haven't seen that video.
You just love loud noises.
All right. Woo, okay. Amanda sent in from her husband, Landon, and says...
Just say husband.
Husband, okay. It says, last year, my wife celebrated her 30 preparing to fight stage 4 tongue cancer, and she beat it, so this year we are turning up, celebrating life in any way it comes. We love you guys all you do. Wait, we love you guys all you do. Yeah, we love you guys. We love you guys all you do.
Oh my God.
Thank you for being such a bright light in our family. Oh, that's so sweet.
No. Timeout.
What?
I got to call a timeout. You've got like boogers or something hanging out of your nose.
I'm a mess right now, PK.
Well, blow
up. I'm a mess.
You can't feel it?
No.
It's like you have a whisker or something. You're like a cat. It's just sticking out of your nose.
How about now?
All right. Much better. Much better.
Okay.
Are we going to continue with this or are we going to start over?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like we just should just roll with it, right?
Norby C sent in from Claudia. He's turning the big 4-0. You guys spoke with him a few weeks ago, episode 414, from Imperial, California, about driving down to Mexico for the delicious food and going to nutritionists, because we ate too much and him losing now about 80 pounds. Was my first show listening to you guys. Pretty effing hilarious.
Oh, thank you.
Darian, don't F it up.
Oh, wow. You know.
Sorry about that. We need money for diapers and baby formula.
Oh, you're screwing over the children, bro.
Yeah.
He says, the children.
He says, bye.
Bye.
And Chris Crutchfield turning 35 today. Happy birthday to everybody.
Was there no message on that one?
No. Just sweet and short, I think.
All right.
Right to the point.
Just making sure.
I think Chris really understands that Durant can hardly get through anything. So just like, yeah.
Maybe if I just give him my name, he won't. Up, but yeah, he did.
He still did.
Happy birthday to all you guys. And not only that, we got a birthday song for you!
Oh, here's your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Hey!
And we...
Now.
And what?
Now.
And now?
We.
And now we... not return. Okay. And now we rejoin the PK and DK show that's already in progress.
Yeah. Once again, applauding for yourself.
What's that noise?
Oh, here we go. 5 guesses real quick, trying to give away $500. This is your noise. What do you think it is? People were trying to get it out of me at our meetup.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to get it out of me. I almost slipped, too. Oh. Did you? Oh, my God. You were wasted.
Oh, no.
Oh, did you tell people?
I don't know. I can neither confirm or deny.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
I don't feel like anybody would cheat.
100%. It's $500.
Okay, yeah, I guess I would too.
What's that noise?
All right, what guess number do we have to?
371.
Go.
Victor, dog training clicker.
It's 372.
Cody, shooting a Nerf gun.
It's 373.
Kyle, electric igniter for a barbecue grill.
That we had a few days ago, because, that does sound just like it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
374.
Halima, dishwasher door click when you open or close it.
That is incorrect.
And final guess for today, 375.
Nancy, squeezing the staple gun trigger.
Also incorrect. Get your guesses in. One per person every 24 hours online at pkndk.com/whatsthatnoise. And we're up to guess number what, Denise?
376 tomorrow.
Woo! Bro, speaking of items.
Yeah.
You know how we went to an estate sale? I'm going to share the story just real quick. So there was
Our neighbor.
Check this, bro.
Yeah.
Dude.
What? You're going to be like best friends with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's this guy that a couple days ago I saw him on a, what is it called? One bicycle?
A pogo stick.
One wheel?
No. Or he was on a unicycle.
He was on a unicycycle. He was riding a unicycle. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah,
a circus?
Down the street.
Like,
yeah.
Where does one even get a unicycle? Part of me was like baffled. Part of me was jealous. So we're driving back and now I see him with like a broom and a pogo stick. So I'm thinking to myself, this motherfucker, like, he's got like all kinds of weird athletic gadget, you know?
Yeah.
He's not going to be bouncing on a pogo stick. So we're emptying the car and he walks by and I tell him that. I'm like, dude, you always got something. Well, I got this from an estate sale that was up the road. And I was like, oh, estate sale. There was one right up the block.
Yeah, different than the one we went to.
Oh, okay, different one, okay.
So he found it in a garage that nobody had gone into. Guess why?
Why?
Why did nobody go into the garage?
You have to guess.
For years, since like the 60s. Oh, and so it's an old-looking pogo stick. It looks like...
It was from the 60s.
50s or 60s, yeah.
Oh, that's
Did they have springs back then? I don't know if they did or not. But when they started making springs, they made this thing.
Wow. Okay, so this garage been closed off to the world.
To the world. He said, you walk into this garage, you think it's like the 60s. From the paint cans to everything in this garage, nobody goes into this garage. And now this estate sale's happening, so...
Yeah.
He went into this garage that nobody, for years... would dare walk in too, and he bought a pogo stick.
Was somebody murdered in there?
You're getting warmer.
Was there like a Dexter?
Colder.
Was it a dungeon for like keeping people?
Wait, now you're just
frozen.
Now
frozen.
Regurgitating bad horror movie plot lines.
Okay, so
do you want to tell him? Should I?
Yeah, tell me.
You tell him.
There was a suicide in this garage.
Oh,
which. Okay. After the parents never really went in to the garage, but stayed in the house. And I forgot what happened with the, because then you have to fast forward like 40 years.
Yeah.
The parents stayed together. And then I don't know if they moved out or.
I thought somebody else died in the house.
Well, maybe somebody else
and
did.
And then somebody else recently, because this was like 20, 30 years ago or something. And then like the lady just most recently passed.
And that's why the estate sale
was going on. And they realized that nobody had gone into the garage since they. Found their son.
Oh, wow.
Now, it hasn't clicked for you yet, and it didn't click for him either, I don't think. Because then I'm looking at the pogo stick, and I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at the pogo stick, and I'm listening to the story, and I'm looking at him, and I'm looking at the pogo stick.
Yeah.
The kid, that was his pogo stick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's like, that's
eerie.
Isn't
that weird?
Yeah.
So there's,
oh no.
Yeah, then the guy was going back and talking to other people. And he's like, there's so many things that had happened in this house. So we had to rush because I think we're getting ready to go to the airport. So we couldn't get more details. But next time we see him.
He's a cool dude.
He really is. And he would say, like, he always loves going to estate sales.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were like. You and him would be best friends.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's weird. Like, we've lived here for over a year in this townhouse. And it was the first time we talked to him was like during the blood moon.
Oh, okay,
like when all
okay,
the neighbors
yeah.
kind of came out and gathered.
Yeah.
And then ever since then, like, yeah, now we're talking. I'm like, oh, I got to have like you and him would have some crazy stories.
Denise went out during the eclipse in her like sexy lingerie. And then the neighborhood started coming out one by one in robes and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was like, oh, I can't go out there. I need to put something else on. He's like, no one's out there. And then all
nobody
of a sudden,
was out there.
Everybody comes out like neighbors.
One by one.
Like I wave to sometimes like when I see them like going to work, but never actually talk to. Now I'm like,
look at this floozy.
Here I am.
Two finger rule, miss. Two finger rule back inside. Is that what that was? The finger rule was?
Your shorts?
Come on, keep up.
Yeah. God, my mind went dirty. Sorry.
Whoa. God.
Oh, man.
All right, with that, we got to get out of here. Thank you. A huge thanks to everybody that showed up. I can't thank you enough, especially, you know, thinking to myself, four or five people, and then bam, that happened. That picture has got to be framed and hung up in here. Like, that's one of my favorite pictures of all time.
Yeah, no, it's great.
I mean, of all time. And I'm putting celebrities in the mix and everything else, you know? Because that's just this show and its listeners just getting together. It was something really special about Sunday night. So thank y'all again. We'll have the other meetups and we'll tell you about them as we get closer to. But just know for Portland, it's going to be June 30th and back in Atlanta, September 2nd. So if you weren't able to come, which, you know, I get it. Life
throws happens
all the time, you know, kids and everything.
There was a couple people who they were really trying and then they're like last minute. They just couldn't. I'm like, it's fine. Like, we'll be back. Don't worry about it. Like, just.
And poor Shay that I just ended up at a grass field.
I know.
We don't even know. Is he still out there?
What happened?
Rumor has it he still is.
Yeah.
Still
go home, buddy. Go home. September 2nd,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, come back. September 2nd.
But love y'all. Subscribers, if you're just telling your buddies about us, sticking, thank you so much. Another PK quick show, right?
Yep, I guess.
The infamous quick show.
Well, you guys should set a time limit. What is a quick show anyway?
20
like
minutes?
30, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess in my mind, a quick show is that we're not just doing all the regular stuff. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
We're delirious. I want you to know that if I don't make it back home because I fall asleep at the wheel
BK.
And that's the end of me, I want you to not feel guilty, buddy.
By the way, this is usually when we typically end the show, like end when we are done recording. Yeah. Poor Darian, you haven't fed him either. He hasn't ate anything all day today.
He could eat it.
I knew it too. I knew it. You set him up on that.
Yeah.
I offered to buy him a bunch of food, and the guy was like, "No, no, no."
Well, yeah,
the guy hasn't been eating.
No, but that's like that. Your fast starts at noon, and now it's been 4 hours later. Feed the guy, PK.
I'm drinking water. Like for some reason, I just want water. Like it's feeling so good.
Yeah,
to me.
That's your body saying, "Dude, slow down."
Yeah.
You think
it needs help?
All right, y'all. We'll talk tomorrow. Until then, bye.
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 And the podcast replay.
Everybody have a good run of life. I love you guys. That's the end of the story.
PK's podcast.